ADL, Nets pressure Jeff Bezos to remove film in Kyrie Irving controversy from Amazon. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on November 5, 2022. The Anti-Defamation League, ADL, and the Brooklyn Nets sent a letter to Amazon's Jeff Bezos requesting the film at the center of the Kyrie Irving controversy be removed from the platform, or provide additional context along with the film, according to The Athletic. Irving spurred controversy last week after tweeting a link to the 2018 film Hebrews to Negroes. Wake Up Black America, which is based on the eponymous book full of anti-Semitic disinformation. After Irving has been in news headlines for backlash from tweeting the film, the Nets and ADL are requesting Amazon remove it from their platform. The Anti-Defamation League, in conjunction with Brooklyn Nets, have sent a letter to Jeff Bezos and Amazon leaders to either remove book/movie at the center of Kyrie Irving's situation from the platform or add explanation about issues with the content. Sources tell me and at Mike Vorkunov, The Athletic's Shams Charania tweeted on Friday. As the New York Post reported, the description of the film on Amazon, meanwhile, says it uncovers the true identity of the children of Israel by proving the true ethnicity of Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, the sons of Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Find out what Islam, Judaism and Christianity has covered up for centuries in regards to the true biblical identity of the so-called Negro in this movie packed with tons of research. Irving faced serious backlash after refusing to unequivocally state he holds no anti-Semitic beliefs during a Thursday press conference. I cannot be anti-Semitic if I know where I come from, Irving told reporters. The ADL and Nets call for the film's removal comes after the Nets suspended Irving indefinitely on Thursday. Earlier in the week, Irving and the Nets pledged $500,000 to the ADL. But the group rejected Irving's donation after finding Irving feels no accountability for his actions. Irving's sponsor Nike also dropped the Nets point guard over his hate speech and anti-Semitism, the company announced on Friday. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.